Let me ask you, do you think your life would be easier without Jesus Christ? Do you really think that the God of heaven and earth wants above everything else to lay a massive burden on you? Is that what you think about God?
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, I think there are a lot of people who do think that God is putting some kind of burden on them, that Christianity is more about the things that they're supposed to do for God and the things that they're not supposed to do if they're going to be a good Christian.
Yeah, I think that's right, Steve. And I think that's exactly why we need the verse of scripture that we're looking at today. Jesus says, now, the people who are heavy laden, you're the ones who are to come to me. Come to me, you who are burdened, those of you who are heavy laden. So here is God speaking. He's not saying, come and I'll put a burden on you.
Yeah.
He's saying, come to me because you are burdened and I will give you rest. I'll be the one that gets under the burden with you and gives you strength to carry the burden. So to anyone who thinks that coming to God is to be burdened, I just want to say it could not be more opposite. It's the very opposite of God laying a burden on you. It's Jesus Christ coming alongside under the burden in order to help to lift it up.
Well, all of us, I'm sure, can relate to feeling like we are just being burdened, that we have this incredible weight on you. And even though you may be a Christian, it doesn't necessarily feel like God is lifting that burden.
No, because we still carry weights as Christians. But, you know, Jesus says, be yoked to me. The beauty of that is that he pulls the burden with us. I would far rather lift the burdens of my life with Jesus Christ pulling with me than do it without him trying to do it on my own. There's all the difference in the world between these two things. And that's the great gift that Christ brings to us.
And that's what we see in today's broadcast. If you can, join us in Matthew chapter 11 as we continue. Jesus will give you rest. Here's Pastor Colin.
Many people know the President of the United States. So many people can tell you about the President of the United States. Many people could, if they wanted to, introduce you to the President of the United States. But what Jesus is saying here is that with God, it's different. No one knows the Father except the Son. Now, this is so important because when we get to this promise today, you know, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. It would be very easy for us postmodern people to hear that promise like this. We might hear, well, you know, some of you here are tired and weary, and if you feel a deep need within your heart, it's a wonderful thing that you can come to Jesus and Jesus is going to help you. And that, of course, is true. And our postmodern world would like that to be the only thing that's true. Because what that leaves you with is a sort of take it or leave it, Jesus. If you feel your need of Jesus, you can come to him. If you don't feel your need of Jesus, hey, you know, get on with life your own way. I want you to understand from the scriptures today that the great New Testament reason for coming to Jesus Christ is not if you happen to feel some great need in your heart. The great reason, the great argument for coming to Jesus Christ in the New Testament right here is this, that without Jesus, you don't know God, you can't find God, you don't have God, and on the last day you will not have a hope in hell before God. That's the reason for coming to Jesus Christ. Because no one knows the Father except the Son. And there is no other way into knowledge of the Father, into relationship with the God of heaven and earth, except through the Son. Because the Father has committed all things to the Son, and no one knows the Father except the Son. Then Jesus says this, that he can reveal the Father to us if he chooses to. Notice what he says in verse 27. No one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So what he's saying is this, I have exclusive knowledge of the Father and all things have been trusted by the Father into my hands. But if you will come to me, I invite you. If you will come to me, he's saying, I can bring you into this knowledge of God. I can bring you into a relationship with God. He is saying to you what no one else in all of the world can say. Now, that's who Jesus is. Let's look secondly at what it is that the Son of God says to us. There are two things that he invites us to do here. There are different ways of saying the same thing. But there's clearly something for us to do, and it's important for us here to hear what Jesus says. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for your souls. I want you to notice that if we are to receive what Jesus offers, there clearly is something for us to do. And we need to hear this clearly. Because what we experience or what we do not experience from the Lord Jesus Christ clearly relates to whether we are doing these things that he tells us to do, invites us to do, or whether we are not doing them. There are things that you can do today that some people will do today and some people will not do today, and our experience will differ. Because there's a part for you to play here. Satan sows unbelief in the hearts of many whenever the word of God is preached. Here's how he might do it with this verse with you. He might already be saying to you, Jesus says you can have rest, you don't have rest, therefore this is all talk, this is all, nothing to it. Heard it all before. But actually, you're not hearing what Jesus says. Jesus says, come to me. Take my yoke upon you. There's something I want you to do in order for you, weary as you are, to experience what I am promising to give you. We really need to hear this clearly then. What is it that Jesus says we're to do? He says, come to me. Now, I find just sometimes that it helps to sharpen my understanding of what our Lord is saying when I put it alongside what he didn't say. It just clears it up a little bit for me. So let me just do that in two ways very briefly here. I am so glad that Jesus said, come to me, and that he did not say, practice spiritual disciplines. You glad about that? You know, when I get really weary, when I'm feeling that I'm at the end of my rope, I don't want to hear a message that basically is saying to me, try harder, do more, you know, up your effort. And I'm exhausted, that's not going to help me. Thank God Jesus says, come to me. He does not say, practice more spiritual disciplines. And I say this because Jesus was speaking to people whose faith in itself had become a burden to them. Jesus was speaking to perhaps the most religious, faithful people who'd ever lived. People who were pouring everything into living a model life. And who were praying regularly and reading and studying the Torah and so forth. They were doing their best to live godly lives, as many of us are, but they felt crushed by their own attempts to please God, defeated. And Jesus is speaking to these model, disciplined folks who are pouring themselves into trying to live a good, right life. And he does not say, add in another set of spiritual disciplines. He says, come to me. And I'll give you something. I'll give you something. You feeling that you're on a treadmill of life that is exhausting to you? You day after day after day are trying to live up to a standard of godliness. You're weary. You know, you can study your Bible a lot and never come to Christ. You can even turn from sins and not come to Christ. Come to me. Then it's helped me just to reflect on this, that Jesus says, come to me. He does not say, follow the impulse of your own heart. And the reason I just make that contrast is this, that if the traditional conservative wisdom is that you find rest by a model life and by following disciplines of faith, I think that is the case, that the conservative traditional wisdom around us is that you find rest by a moral life, by pursuing the disciplines of faith. If that's the case, then the contemporary liberal wisdom is that you will find rest by following the impulses of your own heart. And you will find 1,000 counselors who will basically say to you, you know, follow the impulses of your own heart. What is your own heart telling you here? And the idea that we can basically find rest by following the impulses of our own hearts rests on the massively flawed assumption that your heart actually knows what is good and can distinguish it from what is evil, which is precisely the lie that Satan perpetrated in the garden. That's what he said. He said, you'll know what's good. You'll just know. You'll just know what's good from what's evil. Your heart will tell you. Follow the impulses of your own heart and your life will always be restless. Why? Because our hearts are restless. So you won't find rest in spiritual disciplines. You won't find rest in pursuing the impulses of your own heart. But Jesus says, come to me, and I will give you rest.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message called Jesus Will Give You Rest. And we're going to pause here, but we'll get back to the message in just a moment. Our message is from a larger series called Rock Solid, Seven Promises Christ Makes to You. And you can listen to any broadcast from the series online when you come to openthebible.org, or you can order a copy of the series on CD. Ask about Rock Solid when you call 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you'll find ordering information at openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
Now, as we think about what Jesus is inviting us to do here, come to me. Why does he say come? Why doesn't he say believe, which of course is said in other places? I want you to notice that the Bible uses a spectrum of language to, as it were, fill out or color in what a dynamic relationship with Jesus Christ really looks like. And the word come particularly helps us because it reminds us that there is movement. Like the prodigal son who at one point decided, I'm going to go to my father. There's movement. It's not simply believing certain things. They're coming. There's movement towards Jesus Christ with all the burdens that you are carrying and a bringing of them to him. Jesus speaks about our relationship with him in terms of believing, in terms of following, in terms of coming, in terms of receiving. I want you to notice in verse 29, he describes it in another way. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Now, that is saying the same thing as come in a different way. It's filling out what is meant by coming to Jesus Christ. We know it's the same thing because Jesus makes the same promise. Verse 28, I will give you rest. Verse 29, you will find rest for your soul. It's the same promise. And therefore, when he's describing what we are to do, he is describing the same thing in two different ways. One way of saying what we have to do to find rest is that we are to come to Christ. Another way of saying the same thing is that we are to commit to Christ or to take his yoke upon us. Coming to Christ, in other words, involves taking his yoke upon you. These are not two different things that could be like separated as different stages on the Christian journey. There are two ways of expressing what Jesus is inviting us to do in truly embracing him by faith today. Take my yoke upon you. Now, the yoke, of course, was simply a wooden beam that tied two animals together, typically when they were dragging a plow. And in order to ensure that the two of them worked effectively together, the beam of wood that was shaped for the neck of the two animals was placed upon both of them to ensure that they worked in tandem, yoked. By the way, be very careful who you get yoked to, because what lies in them will lay itself on you and you will feel its weight. This is very important. In friendship, it is very important in business. It is supremely important in thinking about marriage. You ask the question, what am I tying myself to here? Now, Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Bind yourself to me. Walk with me. Coming to Christ means taking Christ's yoke upon you. In other words, it's not just a passing experience. It is an enduring commitment. It is a way of life. It is to walk with Jesus Christ. It is to live in partnership. He says it this way. It is to learn of him. It is to pace yourself by him, to follow the pattern of his life. By the way, the idea that you can have Jesus as your Savior without Jesus being your Lord, in some way you can come to him and have an eternally secure future in heaven, but that it can make no actual practical difference to your life, is a figment of the imagination that does nothing other than make unrepentant sinners more comfortable in their continued rebellion against God. It appeals, this idea that Jesus can be your Savior without being your Lord, it appeals to the self-obsession of the boomer generation. You won't find anything like it in the Bible. I was reading this week, I thought he stated it so well. Dr. Jim Packer, he was writing in 1991, and he says this, "If 10 years ago you had told me that I would live to see literate evangelicals, some with doctorates and a seminary teaching record, arguing for the reality of an eternal salvation, divinely guaranteed, that may have in it no repentance, no discipleship, no behavioral change, no practical acknowledgement of Christ as Lord of one's life, and no perseverance in faith. If you'd told me 10 years ago," he says, "that I would live to see that in evangelical churches, I would have told you you were out of your mind." And then he adds a bit I liked. "Stark, staring bonkers" is the British phrase I would probably have used. "But now the thing has happened." And he has one word. He says, "Wow. Take my yoke upon you." Now, you may be saying at this point, "Oh, whoa, 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 wait a minute. This is now beginning to sound like it's going to be tough." And you might be saying, "Well, I connected a few moments ago when you were talking about weary and burden and heavy laden. Now it sounds like you're telling me that Jesus wants to put a great yoke around my neck." Let me ask you, do you think your life would be easier without Jesus Christ? Do you really think that the God of heaven and earth wants above everything else to lay a massive burden on you? Is that what you think about God? Friend, if that is what you think about God, you have never seen the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ who comes to lift burdens. And if you think that somehow your heart would be more free if you were not yoked to the Lord Jesus Christ, if you somehow have the idea that you would find more rest if you did not bear this yoke, I want you to hear what Jesus says. He says, "Take my yoke upon you because I am gentle and I am humble in heart, and my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is the way of the sinner that is hard." And think about this. If you are yoked to the Son of God, what that means is that he pulls your burden with you. And can you imagine anything greater when you think about the weight, the load that you're carrying in your life right now? Can you think of anything greater? Can you think of anything better than to be yoked to the Son of God? And so we come to this great promise. "Come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and you will find rest for your soul." Now, by the way, rest doesn't mean sleep. Some of us need sleep, but not all of us, and certainly not all of the time. So we're not talking about Tylenol PM here. That's not what's at issue. Christ calls us to an active life. He's not sending us to sleep. Here's what he's saying. He's saying, "Now you bring your wounds. You bring your hurts. You bring your fears. You bring your burdens. You bring your load. You bring your regrets. You bring your disappointments. You bring your anxieties. You bring your inadequacies. You bring your pressures. You bring your perplexities. You come as you are. You bring the whole lot to me. Now. Today. And I will give you a peace that passes understanding. As you yoke yourself to me, you will find I am yoked to you. And we will pull this burden together. and you will find rest for your soul. I will give you this rest, he says. I'll give it to you. I don't know, we live in a culture where everything seems to be a process. This isn't a process. This is a gift. It's not like a prescription. It's not like a formula that you can get dispensed in 100 different places. He's saying, you come to me and I will give you this gift. You draw near to me. You bring what is weighing on you to me today and I will give you my peace. My peace I give to you. And you notice he uses the word, you will find rest for your souls. He's talking experience here. One more quote and we're through. Bishop Ryle is always so helpful. He says on this, rest like this is the privilege of all believers in Christ. Some know more of it and some less. Some feel it only at distant intervals, and some feel it almost always. Few enjoy the sense of it without many a battle with unbelief and many a conflict with fear. But all who truly come to Christ know something of this rest. Well, I know something of it, as you do if you're in Christ too. I need to know a lot more of it. And probably you feel that you do too. And I cannot think of a better way for us to use the weight, the load, the burdens that we carry, but to see them as a reason for coming to Christ. A reason for every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and every week and every month this year and on through the days that lie ahead of us, for me to get up in the morning and to say, I am yoked to Jesus Christ. I'm going to walk in his ways with the help of his Spirit. I'm going to seek to live and to walk and to move in a way that is in step with what he is doing in my life. And I am going to be so thankful that he pulls this load with me, because the greatest privilege of my life is to be yoked to the Son of God.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith, a message entitled, Jesus Will Give You Rest. And what a great invitation from Pastor Colin today. To come to Jesus, to take him at his word, and receive what Jesus so freely offers to us. Well, our message is part of a larger series entitled, Rock Solid, Seven Promises Christ Makes to You. And if you ever miss a broadcast in the series, come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported program. We're able to be on the station because of your generosity, and as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you two copies of Pastor Colin's newly illustrated book called Christmas Stories. One for you, one to give away. And Colin, what is Christmas Stories, and who's the book for?
Well, it's for the whole family. Christmas Stories, it really tells the story of the birth of Christ from the perspective of various people who were involved in the event at the time. Over the years, I told the Christmas story through the eyes of Mary and Joseph and Simeon and even King Herod. And these stories have been brought together by our partners at 10 of those publishing, and they have been beautifully illustrated. So we have now a Christmas story book that's intended to be read aloud, and it's for all the family. So for you and for your loved ones, here's a way to have something fresh in regards to Christmas. Tell the Christmas story, read it out loud with those who you love. Christmas Stories, I'm delighted to be able to commend it this month.
Well, we want to send you not just one, but two copies of this book as our way of saying thank you for your financial support, one for you and your family, one to give away. You can find out more when you visit our website, openthebible.org, or call and give your gift of support at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. And again, the website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Hi, this is Pastor Colin again, and I want you to know about Watch Your Life. Watch Your Life is a 6-session course that is geared for leaders but accessible to every believer. The 6 sessions will show you how to grow in godliness, how to feed on Christ, how to pray in the Spirit, how to battle temptation, exercise faith, and discern God's will. There are questions at the end of each session, and you can use them on your own or you can discuss them with a friend. For more information, visit openthebible.org/courses. That's openthebible.org/courses.